أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. بفائدة القرآن الشريف الله has kept a great connection between the various آيات and the various subject matters of the Quran Sharif. In Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu Sharif, we were taught to ask Allah Ta'ala, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, show us the straight path. So Allah Ta'ala answered that request of us, and then in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala said, you ask for that straight path, ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the kitab which you wanted, this shows you the straight path. So the whole Qur'an Sharif is going to explain to us what that straight path is to reach Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then to clarify it more, Allah Ta'ala explained three groups of people. The first was الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, the true believers who are open and clear believers, and everyone knows them as the believers and what their qualities are, and those qualities we must imbibe in order to be on that straight path which we want, which will take us directly to Allah Ta'ala without any difficulties and hardships in this dunya also and in akhirat also. So in five ayats Allah Ta'ala explained the qualities of the believers, and then in complete opposite to them Allah explained the kafirin, that those people who disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. In two short ayats Allah Ta'ala explained who the non-believers are, so that we can see the clear distinction between the believers and the non-believers. And then there was the group of the very dangerous people, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who claim themselves to be Muslims, but in their hearts they are not Muslims. And in a whole ruku, 13 ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained who these people are and what their qualities are. And this was that we will be on our guard all the time, and that we don't fall prey to all the various plotting and treachery, how they deceive the Muslims. And at the same time, that those evil qualities of nifaq and hypocrisy don't come into us. So the Muslims, the true believers, the mu'mineen, Allah defined them clearly, and then the non-believers. And then this munafiqeen, and they will claim to be from the believers, they will claim to be the believers. Very evident amongst them are the Shias, who also claim to be believers, but they are not believers. They hate the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. They have got very evil beliefs. So though they claim themselves to be believers, but they are not believers. Similarly, Qadianis, they claim themselves to be believers, but they don't even believe in the finality of the Risalat of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there are many other groups also, many people who are modernists, liberals, etc., to a larger, minor degree, but also they are not the true believers. The true believers are those that Allah Ta'ala had explained. Anyway, after explaining these three groups, and this also shows the great mercy and kindness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah said, in whichever group you are, in order to reach Allah Ta'ala, now Allah addresses all of them, Ya Ayyuhan Nas, O people, whether you are from the true believers, or whether you are from the kafirs, or whether you are from the munafiqeen, do one thing and you will reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah gives hope all the time. And what is that what you have to do? Allah says, U'budu Rabbakum, worship your Rabb, make ibadat of your Rabb. And if a person will do this sincerely, then he will find that his nifaq will also go away, his kufr will also go away, true believers will become much more stronger believers. And this is the ijaz, the miracle of the Quran Sharif, where Allah gave a command that worship Allah. And in that command, Allah gave the reason why we must worship Allah. Allah said, worship your Rabb. That is a command. There isn't a reason given openly in the words. But in that command, the reason is given because He is your Rabb. So that a person also should ponder about, that Allah Ta'ala is our Rabb. If we get that relationship correct, and in u'budu, we must make ibadat. We must become the abd of Allah, the slave of Allah. And Allah is our Rabb. If we understand that relationship, then also everything, our nifaq will go away, kufr will go away, our iman will become stronger all the time. So we have to understand, and in this ulama, Allah reward them, have explained it very beautifully. For example, one thing if we just ponder about it, and this is a very important thing to ponder about our deen. All our other matters, we just want to go and buy something, we think where I should go and buy it, where I will get it cheaper, where the after sales services will be better, many things we think about. But our deeni matters, we don't really pay attention. And that is what we have to pay really attention to. So ulama have drawn our attention here. One is that we are the slaves of Allah. That our existence, it was not possible also just on its own. We could never bring ourselves into existence. And neither do we bring into existence our children. So the possibility of us existing, our imkan, that was not at all there. But because of Allah, He is our Rabb. He brought us into existence from non-existence. Allah did not use raw materials and put them together and then made us. We were completely non-existent. هَلْ أَتَىٰ عَلَى الْإِنسَانَ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّخْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, doesn't that thought come to you that at one time you were not even a thought? You are nothing. Forget anything else, you are nothing. And from there a person realizes the wujub of Allah, that definitely there is Allah. Who brought me into existence? Who gave me my eyes? My parents didn't make my eyes. Who gave me my brains, my heart, each and every part of the body? Who is giving us this oxygen to breathe in? Who is giving us this earth that we are sitting on? So we have to realize that my existence was not possible at all without Allah's command. And Allah's existence is 100% established. All the time Allah is there. So in this way, if a person will think a little bit, he will understand his relationship with Allah. And further also, ulama has explained even more. So this all shows the great beauty, eloquence of the Quran Sharif, and the greatest form of literature is the Quran Sharif in the world. In every aspect, how perfect it is, and we have been given that kitab, we should appreciate it and understand what this great kitab is which Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.